Grundy, our five boys are done with the irregular season. We have the bracket here for Meadville High School, host of Class 1 District number 12. The Panthers, they have a 5 seed. They will be in action Tuesday night at 5:45, second game of the night. 5 seed Grundy, 4 seed Green City. That'll be the matchup, as we'll talk about last week, and then that big district opener with head coach Steve Wells. Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm doing okay, Tom. How are you?
Doing really well. Your team, you had that stretch on the road last week with you know, three really tough games, especially the Mercer game and the Meadville game. How did you feel like the boys responded last week for you, Coach?
You know, we played hard. I thought we played well. There were some things that we could always do better, you know, the kids responded, you know, and I was very happy, you know, not happy that we lost, but I was happy with the young men that played.
You know, Mercer, you know, beating them on their floor is a tough challenge, so they got you on Monday, but you rebounded nicely. You went to Jamesport. We talked about this Tri-County team last week as being one that's improved and gotten better, and it looks like, just score-wise, Coach, that was one of the better performances the boys have put together.
Well, we played well that evening. We were really able to kind of impose our will on them a little bit, as you might say. We were able to take a few things away from them, and in the end, you know, we had a good trip over there.
In comparing the Mercer game on Monday and then the Meadville game on Thursday, Coach, did you feel like that against Meadville, did you see especially defensive progress from the boys in getting ready for postseason?
Well, those are two entirely different teams that we played. And Meadville plays a lot of penetration and pitch or drive and kick basketball, which you might call it. So they're a little bit different than what Mercer is. So it's kind of hard to describe defensive improvement when you're playing two different styles of teams that you're playing. But, you know, I was fairly happy. We didn't do a real good job of keeping the ball in front of us, but we've had that trouble all year with really quick guards. So it was nothing new in that regard. We did a little bit better in the second half against Meadville than we did in the first half. But when you got good guards that can penetrate and get into the lane, they can create all sorts of havoc for you, and that's what Meadville has.
So I'm familiar with Mercer, not as much with Meadville, but it sounds like Meadville guard play is one thing. Do they really like to get the pace going, Coach, or is Meadville more of a half court team?
Meadville will play whatever pace you probably want to play with them. However, they do like to, I shouldn't say slow the pace of the game down, but they want to play at the pace that they want to play, and that's not quite a real up-tempo pace, but they do play with pace. It's just that it's a little bit slower. They don't move the ball slow or anything like that. It's just that they're looking to either get to the rim with penetration or to kick it out for the three ball.
So about a month ago is when we had the issues with the snow and the ice, and it pushed a bunch of stuff back to February, which everybody's been busy this month. But for your team, you've been on that fairly steady schedule here of about three games a week and maybe a day in between games or something like that. Has that rhythm of, you know, having a fair amount of games and then a couple of practices, has that worked out well for you guys over the last month, Coach?
Yeah, it has. Once you get to this time of the year, coaches included, you'd rather play games than practice. And the kids like playing the games. So it really does help out in terms of the kids keeping their attention up, keeping their motivation up, their enjoyment up, instead of having to grind it out in practice after having done that for, 4 months now, it seems like. So that really helps you out. You know, Friday, I felt like Thursday night we were a little bit tuckered. So I gave them off Friday. So we'll come in today and have a spirited practice and get ready for the game tomorrow.
Meadville is the number one seed. You know, they've only lost twice, and they're going to have home court. So quite obviously in District 12, they're going to be the favorite to win that district. But you got to go out there and do it on the floor too. You're on the same side of the bracket as Meadville. And before we talk about this Green City Gopher team, Coach, if you look at this district bracket from, you know, one Meadville down to eight, Buckland-Macon County, who's obviously struggled a bit this year, but how deep do you feel the district is, this group of eight teams? What's kind of your thoughts about the grouping?
Well, we've got a real good group of schools in that district there. You've got several that have played outstanding basketball for the entire course of the year. You've got some that were up and down. And then you've got, you know, Buckland and Macon County, which has struggled from the word go. And Linn County has struggled, I think, after we saw them earlier in the year. So we've got some depth in the middle of it. It's still a little bit top-heavy when you've got Meadville and Hale up there at the top.
You know, as far as a lot of times, and you're going to be included in this conversation, you play somebody either for the second or third time in district play. And in the case of Green City, it's the second time. But, you had a rough time over there in a 69-35 loss about 2.5 months ago, back on the 12th of December. And you and I have talked about, especially since Christmas, Coach, guys are starting to show improvement in a lot of ways. And I know, especially in head-to-head against Green City, you want to show some of that improvement on Tuesday night.
Well, yeah. I mean, we want to play better. We're a lot different basketball team than than what we were when we played them earlier in the year. So I think that we're going to do a better job of scoring. You know, scoring the basketball has been one of our bugaboos. And when we played Green City before, earlier in the year, we were really trying to take a lot of the pace out of the ball, and we were trying to really work the ball around, as people would say, and try to come up with some really good opportunities for our kids. But I found out that as the year went along, we played better with an up-tempo type thing where we can get the thing up and down the floor and give some kids some better opportunities out in the full court. Now, saying that, that's how Green City wants to play. So we're going to have to see how, you know, we can do against that. But I do know that Green City is very athletic, very fast, and their record is not real great this year. But they're a very, very young basketball team, and they've played everybody really close this year, including their wins and their losses. So, yeah, I was just looking at the score from them in Meadville Friday night, and Meadville was able to defeat Green City. But it was a very competitive ball game from what I see as far as score-wise going. I wasn't there watching it. But, you know, Green City's is very talented, so we'll have our work cut out for us.
Yeah, that's the 4-5 matchup. Green City, the 4 seed, and these records are a little bit advanced now from what they had when they seeded it. But Green City 13-10, Grundy at 10-14. 4 seed Gophers, 5 seed Panthers. The winner of that one plays on Thursday at 5:45. Got to think against Meadville, the 1 seed playing 8 seed Buckland Macon County in the opening round. Championship is set for Saturday at 4:30. Coach, we talk about this all the time, but if you're a sports guy or you're a coach, or I know how much of a basketball guy you are, this is your time of year, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, going back 30 years ago, you know, I really love this time of the year because we had many teams that were in position to win districts and go on and play in the state tournament like that. And this is just the time of year that you want to be playing your best basketball at. You want to have the most fun at, because every game that you win from this point on is just, you know, it's just really icing on the cake. Now, if you're a team like Meadville that's the number one seed and you're expected to win, well, it's fun, but it's a different type of fun too, because you understand that if you make one mistake, you have one misstep, you know, your season's done. You know, there are no consolation brackets in this or anything. So you've got to bring it every night at this time of the year, and that's what's fun. I mean, especially if you've got kids that are really competitive and they're wanting to make their mark, they really want to compete against good ball clubs and against really big challenges.
Some potential potholes, bottom half of the bracket in this district. Number 2 seed is Hale. The number 3 seed is Brunswick. Again, all the boys' games are tomorrow night from Meadville. They'll go Tuesday, Thursday, and then Saturday on the dates of play. Coach, as always, appreciate the conversation. Best of luck against the Gophers tomorrow night.
All right. Thank you very much, Tom. Have a nice day.